Umbrella by Taro Yashima. Momo is the name of a little girl who was born in New York. The word Momo means the peach in Japan, where her father and mother used to live. On her third birthday, Momo was given two presents, red rubber boots and an umbrella. They pleased her so much that she even woke up that midnight to take another look at them. Unfortunately, it was still Indian summer, and the sun was bright. Every morning, Momo asked her mother, who used to take her to the nearby nursery school, "Why the rain doesn't fall?" The answer was always the same, "Wait, wait, it will come." One morning, Momo was more impatient than ever, because the sun was brighter than ever. But, strangely enough, a splendid idea made her jump up when she was watching the sunshine in her milk glass. "I need my umbrella. The sunshine bothers my eyes." But her mother said, "You know, you can enjoy the sunshine better without the umbrella. Let's keep it for a rainy day." Next morning, Momo was still unhappy because she still could not use her umbrella. But, strangely enough, another idea made her jump up when she was watching the people on the street. "I certainly need my umbrella today. The wind must bother my eyes." But her mother said, "The wind might blow your umbrella away. Let's keep it for a rainy day." It was many, many days later that finally the rain fell. Momo was wakened by her mother's voice. "Get up! Get up! What a surprise for you!" Momo did not stop to wash her face. She even pulled the boots onto her bare feet. She was so excited. The pavement was all wet and new. Doodling she had drawn yesterday was not there anymore. Instead, raindrops were jumping all over, like the tiny people dancing. The street was crowded and noisy, but she whispered to herself, "I must walk straight, like a grown-up lady." On the umbrella, raindrops made a wonderful music she had never heard before. Pon polo, pon polo, pon polo, pon polo. Pon polo, pon polo. Bolo, bolo, pon polo. Bolo, bolo, pon polo. Boto, boto, pon polo. Boto, boto, pon polo. The rain did not stop all day long. Momo watched it at times while she was playing the games at the nursery school. She did not forget her umbrella when her father came to take her home. She used to forget her mittens or her scarf so easily, but not her umbrella. The street was crowded and noisy, but she whispered to herself, "I must walk straight, like a grown-up lady." On her umbrella, the raindrops made the wonderful music. Bon polo, bon polo, pon polo, pon polo. Pon polo, pon polo. Bolo, bolo, pon polo. Bolo, bolo, pon polo. Boto, boto, pon polo. Boto, boto, pon polo. All the way home. Momo is a big girl now, and this is a story she does not remember at all. Does she remember or not? It was not only the first day in her life that she used her umbrella, it was also the first day in her life that she walked alone, without holding either her mother's or her father's hand.